What's up, everybody? You know what it is. Another episode of X on the Beach. We are at season 8. Jasmine finally gets an X. Hello. Alicia and Corey have a little moment, and Black Adam shows up with a messed up hairline. Let's go. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey. But wait. That last throw though, man.
You know, that's how I feel right now. That's how I feel right now.
You better get it, Leaning Man. You better get it.
Right?
You feel like you're in a Havana right now?
I mean, you know, a little bit.
We have somebody who's in a
little bit. I know. So we picked this song, ladies and gentlemen, because one of our illustrious guests, who I'm going to introduce in a moment, is like the leading man in this video. Yeah. So we have royalty in the building.
Yes, we do.
This is crazy. But you know how we do. This is how we do. Because, like I said before, season 8. Totally messed that up. But, you know, it's all good. I recovered at the end. Yeah. It's your boy, Lynn Gonzalez. You know what it is. And I got my goons with me. You know, we missing Sensei, but she'll be back next week. But, of course, we got Melody Rose in the building.
What up, what up, what up, everybody?
You know. And my boy, my A1 since day one, Mr. Nino Lanera.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? I'm ready. Stuff up time.
Yeah. I got to get on that.
That's
yeah.
why y'all jittery
uptime.
Off.
It's at Nino Lanera.
Yeah. I need to see what's up. So, you know, it's guest time. Ladies and gentlemen, I gave a preface of this young man, and he's here in the building, in the flesh with us. First time on the show, first time on X on the Beach. You know what it is. Marco's in the building.
Hey. Woo. Hello.
You know, you got the jacket and everything.
Yes.
I tried.
Came swagged out. I see you.
Swaggy.
I see you.
What can I find?
You know, also, ladies and gentlemen, she is one of the OGs in the house. I've been waiting. I'm like, man, when can we get this girl in here?
Right.
She keeps telling me next week. Finally, she's like, all right, I'm coming. But, you know, she's in the building. Jasmine is with us.
Hey.
What up, Jasmine? And this is actually the first time that we've had an OG and their ex at the same time.
Right. Shut your butt. No
yeah.
Same
yeah.
time.
Cheers on that. Yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah.
And we've been waiting for your ex.
I know.
We're like, y'all just.
Everybody was.
To the beach. To the beach.
They kept teasing.
How I felt on that show.
Right. I feel like you got a flag like every episode. You were down there, like, wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, I feel like you got
go back.
Best ex, though. Like, right? You guys are on good terms,
fun,
and he's funny.
They needed that energy in the house.
Yeah. Right.
It was
right.
So, like, negative. Like, it was bad.
This was good. I felt the good vibes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was so much fun.
Quick question before we kind of do the overview. Were you crushing on anyone prior to Marco showing up?
Well, me and Derek had a little thing going on, but you know that ended because he just wasn't over Angela, and I just wasn't getting involved in that. Mm-hmm. See why?
Right.
And that was really it. I mean, Cameron, we had a little conversations here and there, but just flirty, fun stuff. Because he gave me a crush one episode.
He did.
They had the power.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So it was cute, fun, but nothing serious.
Word. Okay. Just checking. So, how do we feel about this episode?
This was cool. It was more, you know what? I expected more from the Alicia and Corey's hair getting pulled situation.
Oh, yeah, I kind of played
but that turned a whole different direction and made me laugh.
Right.
You know what I mean? But
yeah.
Which was cool because I'm like, she has to get kicked out if she was about to put hands on him like that.
Right.
But it was a whole different thing. But I felt like this was more of a lighthearted type of episode.
Mm-hmm.
There were some wrenches thrown.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
With absolutely.
The
Adam,
new guy.
Yeah.
Adam.
Yeah. Adam came in.
You know?
Oh,
so
yeah.
A little different. A little different. I'm okay with it. It was cool.
Okay.
Yeah, I like the new guy. He's funny.
Yeah.
Well, if he didn't talk.
No, he's funny. It's just once they said lisp, I couldn't.
Yeah.
That's all you think about. Yeah.
He had a heavy
lisp. He's funny.
Yeah.
See? We love Charles. Shout out to Charles.
Shout out to Charles. And that messed up hairline. Let me tell you something. My thing is, I would have let it go.
Uh-huh.
I would have let it go if June didn't show up first.
I'm done.
Do you see what I'm saying?
God, yes.
And I'm like, MTV, y'all gonna have the brothers on the show with the messed up hairlines. Like, come on, like, make them cut it all the way. You could have had me, I have no hair, look better, or make them shave it, but why you gotta have the, you know, the edge up way
that
up is here?
True. Like, you know what I'm saying? Guys, well, besides Derek, yeah.
Like, I mean, yeah, cool. Exactly. I'm like, come
LeBron
on.
I was having a bad night last night. I mean, Kevin Durant's hair was having
the pattern going. They're keeping the pattern going.
I guess so, but I'm like, yo, at least he had a, he did have an edge up, though.
He did.
He did have an edge up.
It was clean.
Yeah.
It could have been the humidity. Who knows?
Yeah. No. No, it's not okay. At all. I don't care. I just get the hairlines
but
together,
both
MTV.
Nice guys,
that's
right?
What I got to say. Exactly. All right, so let's get on it because, you know, the first thing we see is Jasmine is out there, you know, just waiting.
Just waiting.
And then finally, Marco thrust out of the water. you know, and he's like, what's up?
Water.
He shows up and he's like, I'm here. So, Jasmine, like, were you, like, super excited?
I mean, yeah, I was so excited because I just needed a friend, one, you know, and I know how funny he was, you know, and it was going to be a great, like, vibe for the house. So, it's just nice, like, having that fresh energy
right
there. Because I was so over being in that house, listen to everyone fight, listen to Angela bark all the time. Like, I was just like over it, so it was nice.
Okay.
I was happy.
Marco, how did you feel? You know, obviously you got this call about being on the show. You know, you're going on as Jasmine X. Were you like excited? Were you a little nervous? What was the sentiment?
Yeah, Jasmine and I's like breakup wasn't bad, you know? So I wasn't really nervous or anything like that.
What happened? What'd you do, Marco?
I didn't do anything. It was more like...
She said he was kind of a fuckboy, right?
He just... But he's just a party guy, you know?
Messy Jasmine.
That's the thing.
He's a good time, though.
She gets confused.
We'd be out.
Girls, like, love him.
Obviously, girls are going to come up to me and say hi.
Obviously.
So you're really friendly.
No, just because I'm very friendly and hilarious.
Right. I love it.
Okay, I see.
Pats all day.
That's just, you know...
So
that's a little annoying.
She would get the wrong idea about what was happening.
Okay.
And I couldn't really take that, not jealousy, but insecurity anymore.
Let me see that face. Let me see that face because you made that face.
I guess. But you know, like, you're a woman, you don't
know. Nobody
like,
wants Mr. Friendly. Like,
yeah, so it was like, it just wasn't for me. Butch is cool. We're still friends. Like, yeah. It's not bad. It's just,
okay.
Yeah.
Just misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
was there a hope for, you know, a rekindle? You know,
you gotta watch
type of situation.
See.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't want to tell
I mean,
but.
A rekindle in which
fun.
Way?
Or just, oh.
That's,
oh
we
oh,
had some fun.
Oh, yeah.
We had some fun.
We'll show, I mean, I don't know if they're going to show. We'll see what happens. I don't know what they're
well,
going to
do. Okay, from
see.
This episode, we want to talk about this episode. Okay. You guys do come in the house. You do seem immediately like you're like, everything's
was,
cool.
Yeah, was
no bad blood. Exactly.
Very excited to see her. And yeah, it was a great.
Yeah, we
time.
Had fun. Like the first like 2 days he was there, it was a lot of fun.
What about the next?
We'll see, I mean, yeah, that it got better. And then,
girl, don't blame me.
Marco, it's hilarious.
So it was a good time.
Can't take
it seriously. it was a good time.
Word. He was asking about the brunettes, though, in the house.
Yeah. I was like, yeah. I knew he was going to love
them. I
already knew he was going to love them.
I'm kidding.
But were you kidding? Or were you kidding?
He was going to love Shanley. Like, she's gorgeous, you know, beautiful. Yeah. And I think Shanley was the only one that wasn't taken, so I think, right? Was she the one taken? He already knew Faith from, you know, out here. So I was like, oh, Shanley, you're going to love her. Like, I already knew that.
Yeah.
You didn't know, I mean, now Shanley lives here, so you didn't, I never met Shanley before.
I never met Shanley before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so how did you feel about Shanley? Because you seem like, it seemed like you being like, beelined right to her.
Oh, when I first saw her, obviously she's gorgeous. And I don't know, I take what I look at, you know? What can I
take
say?
I
take what I look at.
I'm kidding!
Marco,
I'm
kidding!
That's
kidding.
He gets around a lot. You're gonna be like, oh, are you kidding?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
He's kidding, guys.
Jason kidding.
Okay, word. So you like Shanley?
Yeah, I liked her. I liked her. She was, like, dope. Her tattoos were sexy and stuff. And then I realized her and Cameron were, getting it nasty. So.
Right. I mean, yes. that's her ex.
Was that
so? Yeah.
Was that tea?
Yeah, it was a little tea.
Just a little sip.
Is that a little green tea?
I think
or cameo?
next episode.
Cameo.
See, you didn't tell us everything when you were here.
Right, she did kind of omit that. Well, I don't know. She didn't.
You'll see.
No, she didn't. She didn't say that.
She didn't dive in.
Yeah. Okay. I want to get into this Mean Girls portion because we did see a segment where we saw Angela, Taylor, and Vic. And the person they were focusing on this particular time was Jasmine and had something to do about some same dress that you had on. And I didn't understand why they would go in about that because I'm like, you guys
because
are already in the house.
They have nothing else to do.
Okay, okay.
So, which I don't blame them. The house is, you're bored. You know, there's nothing else to do. But sure. Crap, I get it. But anybody that does reality TV knows there's things called pickups, if you know what that is.
Continuity, like, right?
It's a pickup interview. So yeah, I had the same top one to do an interview. And even if I did, we have washing machines. We have like, it blows my mind that they even would say like, oh my God, I have the same outfit on when everybody wears the same clothes, recycle the same outfits. It's what you do. You're there for a month.
What are they, the clothes police? Like, come on.
But I'm not surprised. So when it's hearing them say that, I was like, okay, not surprised at all. Like, no, it didn't even bother you. I'm like, I expect nothing less from them. Like, I knew they were going to do that, so.
Word.
There we go. She was prepared. She was cool with it. It's not like you were going out to go shopping every day, because you can't.
You have no idea what we did in this house. You know what I mean? Sit around, eat, drink, like.
I kind of know what y'all did in the house, but.
I mean, other things.
Well, I mean, those of us that watch reality shows, you know, when you're in a situation where you're all living together in a house, I mean, whether it's Real World, this, The Challenge, Big Brother, I mean, name it. Like, there's always going to be tons and tons of downtime. You don't get TV, you don't get internet, like, sometimes in most cases. So you don't have any access to that outside world. Yeah. So you have to, you know, do things to keep yourself occupied.
And maybe it just really bothers them that, you know, someone would wear the same clothes when they don't even like to sleep with the same guy. Over
exactly.
And over.
You know, that's another thing. I'm like, you calling me dirty? Some girls are like, I just want to say, I had one ex show up. I'm just saying that. And that there's other things.
Messy Melody is already starting.
Let's put that in.
Yeah.
What did Alicia
just
say?
Like I did.
Oh, Alicia said a lot last week.
What did she say last week?
So, I mean, at the end of the day, like,
it is what it is. I would wear the same thing over and over, just.
Good morning. But we all did. So like,
Chris wore things over and over all the time.
Well, Chris is a different level. I love Chris. He wore like, the same damn scarf every day. That was a little,
and it wasn't his.
It was my scarf. But I love
it was your scarf.
Oh, yes.
Wow. So he funked up your scarf.
My scarf and my jacket. That
he still wears it.
But like, it's cool. Like, if you want to wear it, go ahead. Maybe he washed it. We have washer and dryers. I mean,
can we talk about Chris giving June advice?
Oh my
gosh. Yeah. What was that about? Because I'm like, Chris is like the last person that should be giving anybody.
Every week coming a new ex, and then freaking telling June advice. Who do you think?
He said,
"What
do you think?
What did he say,
brother? You really need to
put some more effort.
That's right. That's right.
You need to put some more effort into your freaking
learning people's names first of all.
Hello.
I get why they put that in there though. One was funny, and it was two. He probably needed to because Faith was kind of having this epiphany of like, am I being friend zoned right now or am I not?
So it made sense with the story.
That's just Chris's personality. Jim is like the nicest guy, and he never tried to persuade any girl into anything. And like that's what I really respect about him.
Huh. So we did see the Shack of Secrets.
The Shack.
I know. I kept calling it that too.
I still can't get this thing named right.
Which season are we on?
Apparently eight.
Oh, they fired Sansa, the boy. Okay, that's cool.
Shack
that's cool.
Of secrets. Bing, 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 bing.
Shack of. I'm gonna practice that. It's like it's already season eight. I should be able to have it by now.
We got two more episodes left.
Right. Shack of Secrets.
There we go. You sound like Derek trying to. What was this?
Biblical proportions.
Proportions. So it comes up, and it's Jasmine's turn. So she goes down there by herself. Marco's left up there. What was your take on that?
Like, I don't know. Really? Hours later, after I got into the house, she goes down the Shack of Secrets, and I've heard about this Shack of Secrets. And what can I expect besides anything bad, you know? Yeah. So, I wasn't looking forward to the outcome.
So you were a little worried. To say the least.
I was very worried.
Okay.
It was like the producer said, you know what? This is going to be Jasmine's episode.
Literally. Right. Yeah. That's why I was like, my time has come.
Exactly.
Bring it on. I'm
just
ready.
Waiting. Just saving up all for you.
Comes.
Season 8. All about
Season
Jasmine.
Season 8. It's fine.
So you go down there, and my favorite part of the entire episode is when everybody started shouting and praising the Lord because of the biblical proportion. First of all, they thought like your name was going to be Moses or something mighty.
So you have actually Moses?
Yeah.
No, I don't. They were trying to figure out. And I was like, well, did I what's going on? Somebody? Yeah. Like Adam? Like, do I know anyone?
Right.
Totally not.
Yeah, no, but yeah, when y'all started giving him praise, that was hilarious. So had church faith, in the living room. Hallelujah. Faith leading the choir.
So funny.
Yes. Hilarious. So you go down there, and the biblical proportion was.
You said that so well.
Yeah, you know, I'm getting better. As we go along, I just get better during the whole show. A brother named Charles was down there with no shirt.
And a leaf.
Right.
No pants.
Yeah. Laying down, like all greased up, waiting for you. And you go down there. And I just need to know. I think everybody wants to know. I'm sure the people in the live chat want to know. Mm-hmm. What was your first thought when you see the strange, oily man with the dreads that start back here?
Stop it, Ron.
I was so confused. I was like, what the hell is this? And I was thinking, like, do I know him? I really had to, like, look at him, like, is this an ex of mine? Like, really? No, didn't know him. I was just confused. I was like, why are you naked?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you laying there, butt-ass naked?
Right.
I looked at the producers, like, is this real?
What's
really
going on?
She approached with caution.
She really was like,
proceed with caution. Objects in the mirror.
Right. It makes you closer than it appears. At some point in time, it looked like you did smile. I don't know if they put that in there or was that a real smile.
It was like a nervous, laughing kind of smile. I was like, this is awkward. Okay, great. Like, try to go with it. Be nice. Like, get to know the guy. I don't know who he is.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
I mean,
like, this is great.
It was great. Yeah. I don't know, she sat in the corner of the couch, and he was like in the background. She was in the foreground,
right,
reading what she had to read, and he was just there, just chilling.
Yeah. He didn't say anything at first. He was just like, hello.
Yeah,
he just
said, weird.
Hello. And I was like, hi.
What are you doing here?
So did you hear the list down there, or was it?
Yes, and I was the things at first. I was like, oh, he's not that bad looking. Mm-hmm. Let me. And then he started talking, love you, Charles. But I was just like, okay.
Yeah. No. Stop.
Not for me. I just knew right back.
Just not,
not
you.
Not for me. I knew it.
So then when you found out that you got this power move all of a sudden.
I loved it.
I'm sure you loved it because you did seem like you were really excited. But you obviously decided, spoiler alert if you didn't watch the episode, you kept him and eliminated Luis, Luis was eliminated. Why did you keep him because you wanted to get to know him better, or was it just a move to get Luis out?
Well, I thought of Louis and Charles as who would I like go for. Like, okay. And I thought I would probably have a better chance going after Charles than Louis. So I was like, maybe give him a chance. And if not, just meet somebody else upstairs.
Marco's still in the house, so you're not going for him?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about you. No.
Oh, you got to forget about the Havana man?
I was
man?
Thinking, like, okay, maybe for him, but then other people in the house, maybe Fade or whoever wanted to, you know, go after Charles. It's an option.
Okay.
And Louis, poor Louis, he just sat. He didn't do anything. He was just there.
He's like, a nice guy that didn't need to be there.
He was great. And it was just like, you're a waste, like, not waste space,
right? Because it's not going to benefit you at all.
Yeah, exactly.
You weren't for him.
There was no point for him to be there.
So why are you there?
No, and it was probably a good thing, or almost like a favor for you to have let him go. Because if he was still going to try to get with Victoria after all
that, you know, he's sitting there watching Victoria hook up with Chase. And I remember one day that's at the pool just sitting there by himself, and I was like, "Why is he still
same face?"
Like, gotta go.
There you go.
Right.
You did him a favor.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel it.
Sorry,
you blessed him out the door.
Bless.
Gotcha.
But I wish
biblical proportions. So he gets the boot, and we see this situation with Alicia and Corey get ready to go down. So obviously, you know, Corey and Taylor have been going hard all throughout the house.
Mm-hmm.
Always together. Every time the camera shows up, they are, you know, basically together.
I'm just being Alicia right now.
Right. And so Alicia's there, and she had left already, got eliminated, came back. And now she's getting super, super irritated by the situation. I want to divert to you all because you were in the house. Were they together as much as what they showed us in the show? Because it seemed like they were together 24/7.
Alicia and Taylor?
No, Taylor
and Corey.
Thank you, yes.
Taylor and Corey. I mean, they didn't leave their
room. Bed. They stayed in the bed the whole time.
Like, I'd be pissed. If I was a guy in Alicia's position,
yeah.
Like if... like the roles were switched,
yes,
Corey would have been knocked out.
Oh yeah,
yes.
Mm-hmm. If I can do it or not, I would attempt it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't blame Alicia for it's how hard. For how she felt in any situation.
Mm-hmm. Right, and it's tougher because she had mentioned like she wasn't over it. She wanted to figure it out. They had a whole conversation yeah. about it. And right. this is why I had asked earlier when we were off camera. I was like, did she understand like how deep Corey seemed to really wanted to be with Taylor, because she was still trying, in a sense, trying to figure it out, trying to mm-hmm. figure out what happened to them,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you know, or was she blind to it and didn't realize it? Because that'll just eat you up inside if you keep on seeing somebody over and over again. Like we said, they're stuck in this house together. She can't run away from the yep. situation. Yeah. You know right. what I mean?
And right. I think Corey, like, he would, you know, kind of like check on her and like do little things. I think that was messing with her head. You know, I remember one night just she was like sleeping, the, just... and I swear he came downstairs, was just standing there mm-hmm. looking over
to check on,
and like Alicia.
See?
And yeah. I was just like confused, like, what the hell are you doing out here? And then he went upstairs, like,
just like in the bathroom. Alicia,
she's good. Like, what are you doing?
Maybe he's just trying to keep her there.
Yeah, you know it mean? Was like yeah. weird, like
arms length.
They want that,
right.
so she's power, never fully gone.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
that's the hard part. Have your cake and eat it too.
Guys do that.
That's tough, you know.
Guilty as charged.
It's like me all day. My thing that I had the issue with the most, probably of the entire episodes, was Corey calling her weak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was messed up because he knows the situation that she's in. And for her to, you know, keep her cool as much as she could and not go in on Taylor up to this point mm-hmm. that we've seen and kind of respect that whole situation, but still, you know, reeling over their situation, for him to call her weak was just a low blow.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
And I think that's, to me, why what set her off and why she did what she yeah. did. Mm-hmm. By grabbing his hair and...
Yeah, because she's like, I've been through... She's been with him through so much stuff, like, mm-hmm. way before this. The yeah. fact that he's saying that, she's like, how dare you disrespect
me? It was unneeded. Why do you need to do that? What are you gaining? What are you gaining out of that?
There you go. He was like, I know I may be drunk and all, okay. but, you right. know...
Yeah, like...
You don't want to use that.
And then say how much I care about you.
Roseanne.
Yeah. yeah.
You blame it on the ambient. Don't blame it on the alcohol. Yeah. Right. You're not Jamie Foxx.
I can't with Marco. I can't. Oh, I can't. I do like the fact that, and, you know, whether this was sincere or not, but it seemed like they had the moment in the bathroom, Alicia and Corey. Right. And he was trying to, you know, calm her down and just say, look, I do have love for you, this, that, and the other. And I think, you know, whether he meant it or not, I think it was good for her. I think it settled her and it made her feel better about the situation. Of course, Taylor's like going crazy and starts crying at some point and what's going on and all this kind of stuff. Right.
She didn't get it. She finally knows how freaking Alicia feels the whole damn time.
Exactly. Exactly. Because the whole thing is they like linked up right when he got, like when they got there. So it's like, how do you, someone that was in a relationship for a number of time, and then you're just having this situation in the house,
right.
and then expect them to not be affected?
How long are they in the house at this point?
Corey, Taylor,
weeks,
it's like almost close to the fourth week.
Close to the fourth week. So you got a month.
There for a whole week, yeah.
Versus.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. It's a whole.
I think that's why it's hard for Alicia to accept them as a relationship.
Exactly. I think that's a good segue into news and gossip. Ooh. Anthony, play our news and gossip music, please, sir.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right. So I'm going to turn it over to Messy Melody, and she's going to drop some tea. As she does.
Yes, you know, you guys, I'm going to keep it short and sweet. So last week we had Alicia on the show,
mm-hmm.
and she spilled so much tea. I'm never going to top that. Thank you, girl. but a couple days later, we had Taylor, little Miss Taylor, go on her live. And
next day.
Was it the next day?
It was the next day.
It's pretty quick,
yeah. Day. That feels... Okay. Ha. Well, she went on her live and was crying. I use that word very loosely. But she was crying and apologizing and saying that it was a really long time ago, which I don't feel was...
2013?
14? 15. It was a 15? Long time ago.
I'm not counting.
Was okay, keep going.
Okay, but then I was sent some more tweets, and apparently she also said some homophobic things, too.
Yep. Oh, I didn't
So she just keeps... She didn't apologize for those, though, so maybe because we didn't bring it up.
Dirty.
I don't know. But then Corey went ahead and did a live as well and had some things to say about Alicia. And was just pretty much dogging her out, and then said something, and I'm paraphrasing, I bet AfterBuzz didn't even pay you to go on there with your dumb ass.
Mm. What?
Why?
I can't.
So I'm just going to leave it there and throw it on over to Lem, because we have some things to say about that.
Yeah, we have a lot.
Let's do this, Lem.
I actually have a special segment. If we can make the transition music, because this is going to get serious. Before I start this special segment... I want to piggyback on what she said about Corey, because she made an issue about her being on the show, you know, like she said. And Corey was actually on AfterBuzz TV when he was on Real World.
Did he get paid?
And he did not get paid. And he was on here twice. So why would you try to bust her out when you did the same thing twice? Anyway, but that's neither here nor there. That's not what I really want to do. I do want to address, and this is for real serious, as she mentioned, you know, some bombs were dropped regarding Taylor. Even before when Faith was on the show, there were some bombs dropped about Vic.
Yes.
And then it started crazy in the Twitterverse. Yeah. And so I just wanted to, like, really address this, and I wrote it out because I wanted to be careful with my words, but I also wanted to, you know, be serious about it. I mean, we have fun in the show, and it's a lighthearted show, but, you know, these are serious topics that were brought
definitely.
Up. So, anyway.
The poet was saying everybody.
Go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead, man.
All right. So, I want to address some of the events that's been surfacing as of the past couple of weeks. It's been noted that a few of the cast members on X on the Beach have made inappropriate and or racist remarks via tweets and other sources that have appeared on social media. On our after show last week, one of our guests shared some of those tweets about her fellow cast member, Taylor. We also had a guest via live stream, Lexi, who we interviewed that also was known to have posted questionable tweets in the past. Some of the fans who watched the show said that we should have asked her about them directly while she was on the show. When I was asking her questions, I was trying to see if she would volunteer the information. She did not directly address it in our interview. Could I have asked her directly? Yes, I could have. The point is, she knew what she posted in the past. Same as Taylor. Same as Vic, who was shown on video singing the N-word as a song lyric. The day after our interview, Taylor went, as Melody mentioned, on Instagram Live and apologized for what she did when she was younger. Vic also apologized via Twitter for what she did as well. As a black man in this country, I've encountered racism more times than I can count, as have so many people of color that I know personally have also heard stories about. That being said, I don't condone anything that is associated or affiliated with that subject matter. I don't care if you're on a TV show, working at Starbucks, a police officer, or president of the United States, racism is wrong. Do people make mistakes? Absolutely. Do we sometimes say things in our past that we wish we could take back once we know better? Most definitely. Anyone that we've had on our show as a guest, although I may know them personally, I don't know what's in their heart. I'm always going to think that it's in the right place unless you show me otherwise. My only prayer is that when a mistake is made and an apology is given regarding this particular topic, that it is truly sincere. That is all. Thank you.
That was good.
I'm going to clap that up. Yeah. Right. I'm not going to put my drink down, but I'm going to clap it up.
Okay. That was good. Yes.
So when is your Nobel Peace Prize ceremony?
Respect.
I mean,
word. Yeah,
that,
word.
That I think that was so well said, yes. Lem, and I think that was so well put together, because we every time the subject comes up, we've got a little bit serious on the show, because it is such a big issue, and it's such a learning situation for a lot of people. Your past always comes up digitally, you know what I mean? And sometimes it shows some true colors, and you know, you might think it's when you were younger and it was a situation when you didn't know any better, and that's true. People can grow from it, but at one point you thought that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So the best thing to do would to be own up to it.
Yep.
And you know, and let the world know. These apologies were great, even though, you know, Melody might disagree about the Taylor video or whatnot.
I just didn't like it because I watched the apology. One, she blocked me, which was really weird because I didn't have a problem with her. But and then watching it, it was like, you know, she's like, well, I see other people have done it too. Stop blaming other people. Yeah. This is you right now.
Right.
Focus on you. This apology, I don't feel it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Like, you're dating a black guy, whatever. Like, I don't feel your apology. And then you go out to the club right after that, the next tweet. It's like, or the next slide
video.
On Instagram.
Right.
It's like, I just don't feel that.
What it comes down to, honestly, sometimes it is how you're raised.
Yeah,
right.
Usually,
100%.
Unfortunately.
Sure.
And they do, like, grow into their own and realize that, no, that's not the only way to think. However, own up to that and change the way you think and admit that.
Yeah, that was not
that's it.
Like,
Absolutely.
I can't believe it. But.
And when it came up before, I remember, and Sensei was there, and I was trying to explain, like, I understand that, you know, people do this, and like you said, they were raised a certain way. But when you come into the light, and you come out of that, and especially if you're an adult mm-hmm. in this culture, in what's going on, you should know better at that point. Yep. And if it comes back to haunt you, then, like you said, you have to deal with it, and own up to what you did. Don't mm-hmm. try to pass it off. Don't try to do any of that. Just own up to it and move on, and exactly. just be a better person, right. really.
Well said, Leb.
Yeah.
All right. He's on fire.
I feel like
right
after
now.
The show, he's going to do something.
Get the extinguisher. Hey.
go pick it.
I thought that was a spicy one.
Go ahead. Melanin Girl. Melanin Girl on our chat says,
what?
What's up? Thank you, Lem.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We got a lot of people. Yeah, we got a lot of people on our chat. Shout out to you guys that are in here right now.
Yeah, shout them out.
Let's see. Who is in here? Let me just run down the list. Chuck Williams. Baptiste Din Siroc. These
fitting.
Names, though.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? Cassandra Mari. Our homie ZSB Lou is always in here as well, too. A lot of dope people in here just chatting it up with us. Thank you guys for letting us know what's up and what you guys think, because everyone's talked, when you talked about the hairline.
Right.
Everyone talked about the hairline.
Dude.
When we started talking about everybody else.
Yeah.
It rolls on the chat. So if you guys want to continue the conversation, definitely talk in the chat.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys for
Absolutely.
Being there.
So let's get into this elimination ceremony. As we know, Louis already got the boot via our friend Jasmine. Mm-hmm. And so now it's time to see who else is going to get cut. And so, I mean, they only show a portion. I know the elimination ceremony is long. Like, you're sitting there for a while.
Right.
And so they kind of have to condense it. And so when you're sitting there, do you guys, I mean, what are you thinking? Like, do you automatically think that you're on the chopping block if you're up, or do you, like, how did you feel, Jasmine?
I always felt safe, just because I knew I wasn't going home.
Okay.
But I knew somebody was going to pop off. I was like, wondering, like, who's going to fight tonight?
Okay.
So like, who's going to fight tonight?
Who's going to fight tonight? What's going to happen? Like, make sure I'm, like, staying clear. No, I'm serious.
She was like, not me. Not me.
Yeah. Looking which way. But yeah, it was like, just, I thought it was funny just being there because I knew somebody else would argue. Mm-hmm. Right, and,
but contrary to that,
Marco had a different experience.
Honestly, that first elimination ceremony, I didn't really feel nervous because if she wanted me to go, she would have picked me instead of Louis.
Mm.
You know? However, I didn't really know how other people in the house felt about my energy because I'm a character. Like,
yeah.
You know, I bring a lot of energy and you either love me or you hate me. You know?
Yeah.
And I don't care what you think about me. So, but I felt confident in.
I don't think I was even thinking about you getting cut, honestly, because you came into the house and it seemed like, I mean, MTV would have played it up if you were, they thought you were, you know, an a-hole or whatever, but,
yeah.
You know, you seemed fine, so I wasn't even thinking about you getting cut. I also didn't think the person who was going to get cut was going to go.
Right. Yeah, and I want to find out about that because, you know, lo and behold, it was June that got cut.
Right.
And I did not see that. I mean, some of the people you see coming and it's like because they've been involved in drama or because they have a lot of enemies or, you know, ulterior motives or whatever the case mm-hmm. is. But I felt like aside from, you know, the relationship he had with Faith and maybe her not feeling some kind of way about his actions toward her, I don't see anybody else having a problem with him.
Yeah.
What did you think happened?
I mean, for me, I asked basically, do you want me to cut him? Because she told me she did. And I was like, I will if you want me
she
to.
She did?
But then she,
in the beginning.
Like, beginning, she's like, I want him cut.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay. Then we went back and she was like, no, I don't want him cut. So I was like, fine. I'm like, I'm going to crush Marco clearly because I was scared.
Thank God
Chase,
you did.
Because Chase probably would cut your ass. So I was like, I'm going to, you know, crush him. And so I thought she was safe.
Mm.
I didn't think everyone was going to cut him because they kept telling Faith they were going to cut him.
Yeah.
And the house is manipulated.
But you know,
that, stuff
exactly.
Like that.
Right.
The thing is, she was politicking for him saying,
at
no,
first.
I want him to be, you know, I want him to be here.
Right.
At the end, so she felt comfortable. Most people probably thought, you know, comfortable that him using to be okay. I honestly don't know who I would have thought would have been cut this episode if it were just, you know what I mean?
There.
If it wasn't June?
Yeah, if it wasn't June. I don't know if there was like a person.
Charles. I thought it was going to be Charles.
I thought it could be Charles.
It could have been Charles. I guess that would have been like the easiest way to go.
Yeah.
Because there's no ties to him. But
right.
I can't like really think.
Well, it's just interesting, like the reason why you would cut someone like in this particular situation. And it seems like the people that get cut are just people that don't have ties.
Yeah.
Right.
It seems like mostly.
Yeah,
it's true. Take up room in the house.
Right, yeah. Right? Yeah. Right.
Or if they just don't like you, you're out.
Oh, well, that too.
Right.
I mean, there was one that time, way. I mean...
Or whoever Angela doesn't like.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, we see Derek, like, I remember kind of the beginning, he kind of politicked to get Torai out. So that was kind of a manipulation moment. Mm-hmm. But aside from that, it's like, it's kind of just anybody's, what did you say?
Sorry, it was so funny. Because I wanted him going too, and I was just like, ah.
You didn't like
Torai?
I love Torai.
I didn't know him. I didn't get to know him. I couldn't have a chance.
You couldn't?
Like, from the moment he was out, he was off limits. There was no chance to have a talk with him. And I feel like if I did even have a conversation with him,
he was the nicest, scariest
to me,
dude
so.
Ever.
The nicest, scariest.
I just didn't have a chance to
talk. Who was the nicest, scariest dude ever?
I mean, he's a big guy. He's a big guy. I mean, he seems like he seems really nice, very sensitive. I was calling him sensitive. Him and Daddy Long Legs was having a conversation.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah,
it was
yeah.
like they were spitting poems
Camp?
To each other.
Yeah.
Is that
Camp?
No. We're talking about Tyler.
Yeah.
He he's from season 7 of Are You the One?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so he's a guest host. So he was on, and they were just like, I was like, these guys are so nice.
Oh,
like
yeah.
you know, dabbing each other's sweat. Like it was crazy.
That's brotherly.
Right. Yeah. But so June gets cut, and then Faith is pissed off.
Yeah.
Why was she? I mean, obviously, I know she was unhappy with him, but why did it? You think it affected her so much?
Because you know, she told everyone, "I want him to stay," and I think the people who cut him told her they weren't going to do that.
Yeah.
I think it was Chris, Angela.
Do you think Chris cut?
Angela.
But Chris Cut said something about not cutting him because she doesn't want to go through what she did.
She's just telling her, like, I know I went through the same thing.
But she did end up cutting him.
Yeah, she cut June. I'm pretty sure.
So Chris cut June?
That's not
Chris was one of the cuts. And Chris was the one who was like, June.
Chris was giving advice.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is Faith peeped that because remember Chris goes over and tries to console her or something. She's like, "Don't touch me."
Yeah.
So she already knew like what he was about.
Yeah.
Which is kind of ironic because like, yeah, you try to you know give him a
you trying to help a homie,
try to Dr. Phil him, and then you kick him out.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So
that's not cool. I felt bad.
Besides me and Jasmine, everyone in the house.
You saw me and Chips, literally all the fighters came out. We're like,
no, it was just you really couldn't.
That was funny.
Honestly, everyone's out for themselves,
right.
you know?
Sure.
So as I would, if I had the power and stuff, Jasmine, you were home.
So that's what happens with this episode. But I'm so glad that Marco, you seem to really bring a light into the house.
Thank you.
Like that's what it seemed like on television. Obviously, you know, appear to be a really cool gentleman. I don't. When you say you either love me or hate me, I feel like that is Chris, or maybe not. Maybe not.
Nah.
Or maybe not.
Sorry. I should rephrase that. You don't either love or hate me. You love
me. Exactly. There we go.
Dude. Havana man, come on. Oh, man. So before we close out, is there anything that you guys want to promote? Anything that you guys have going on?
Nothing right
you got
now.
Any more videos
follow
coming
me
up?
On Instagram? I don't know.
That too.
Right now.
Yeah, I mean, I went to Vegas recently. It was pretty dope.
This dude is talking about trips. I'm talking about you.
My birthday just passed. I just turned 23.
Marco, I'm done with you. When I was 12, I met the president.
When I was 12, I was riding that teeter totter.
Just keep watching the show. It's good.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool show, you know?
Next
week. Very entertaining.
Next week is, we see the moment Alicia mentioned about that, and it's in the previews about the spit situation, Spitgate.
It was so disgusting.
Yeah,
sorry,
I can't wait for that. Spitgate.
That just, I just processed it right now.
Yeah, Spitgate.
Like, you come running, you're like,
Two times I was like, most scared of my life.
Yeah.
One, when I was pulled over with a not valid license. Two, when Taylor spit on Alicia.
Oh, wow.
Alicia turned to the ex.
Like that. Yeah.
And the thing is, she wasn't even like,
Polly was talking about tropical storm. No, that was hurricane fucking level 5.
Oh, don't get me on Polly. I can't with her right now.
No.
You can't with Polly?
No, he like played
Polly.
My friend Danielle.
He's dating my friend Danielle.
He's still transitioning.
Oh, is he still?
Oh, wait, no.
Was he recently in an article? That was Polly?
Yes, he was dating my friend, and he's an asshole.
Was that your friend in the article?
Oh,
Polly's a stud.
Major T.
He's a stud.
He's
a good guy, I think, but not
Polly.
You're the one.
Joe and I, Joe Sorgensen, and myself have a really big crush on Polly. I think for the next season of X on the Beach,
he's a horrible person.
We're going to be like Taylor's exes, like to Polly. Like
Stop
Joe
it.
And I are exes.
Oh, my gosh. I can't
on season 2 on X on the Beach.
Right. Oh, man. Well, that's dope. I'm super glad. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, that has been our amazing show. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, everyone that was in the live chat. Yes. Make sure you keep the conversation going. And when it's up on YouTube, comment under there. Let us know what you thought about the show. Let us know what you think about what's going on in the Twitterverse and all that stuff, because it's a lot going on. You know how it is. I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez. And as always, you can find me at The Poet Saint. At The Poet Saint all day, every day. And you can check out my website, stayonthemic.com. Melody, where you at?
You guys can follow me everywhere at Melody_Rose.
Hey, guys, it's your boy Nino. You can catch me at Nino Lanera on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Catch me on one of the new episodes of Animal Kingdom on TNT in a couple of weeks. That should be exciting. Okay, I hope I didn't get cut, but just watch.
Okay, y'all, just
watch.
That.
Watch to make sure you didn't get cut.
Watch to make sure you didn't get cut.
Right. Right. Marco, where can the fans find you, sir?
They can find me at Marco Del Vec or your local watering hole. Who knows?
That's right. I believe the second part. There's nothing left in the fridge. Jasmine, where can they find you?
Jasmine Good with the E_.
Hey, there it is. And next week, we got two more guests already scheduled, and it's going to be amazing. Yeah. Make sure you come and join us and check it out. It's going to be awesome. All right. Peace.
Deuces, y'all.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.